AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Raiders' Capitol riot sentence, 22 years for former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio. Lisa Dwyer has more.
The sentencing caps one of the most significant prosecutions over the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Tarrio's sentence is the longest so far among more than 1,100 Capitol riot cases. Tarrio was not in Washington when Proud Boys members joined thousands of Trump supporters who smashed windows, beat police officers, and poured into the House and Senate chambers as lawmakers met to certify Joe Biden's victory. But prosecutors say the 39-year-old Miami resident organized and led the Proud Boys' assault from afar. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Justice Department Special Counsel Jack Smith is warning that former President Trump's daily statements risk tainting a jury pool in Washington in the criminal case charging him with scheming to overturn the 2020 presidential election. The posts continue today with Trump mocking the idea the judge handling the case could be fair and attacking Smith. Meantime, jury selection has begun in the case against former Trump White House official Peter Navarro. He's charged with contempt of Congress after refusing to cooperate with its investigation into the January 6th attack. In other news, the Institute for Study of War says Ukraine's infantry forces have made advances in southeast Ukraine, penetrating beyond some of the anti-tank ditches and minefields that make up Russia's defenses. And White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the possibility of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin shows Russia's desperation for munitions.
The reason why that there is such an intense effort on the part of Moscow to generate this kind of support from North Korea is that we have continued to squeeze Russia's defense industrial base, and they are now going about looking to whatever source they can find.
And Tropical Storm Lee has formed in the Atlantic Ocean, expected to become a major hurricane. This is AP News. A pair of big opening week upsets have reshaped the AP Top 25 college football poll. Gethin Coolbaugh has the rankings.
Number 21 Duke and number 22 Colorado have jumped into the Associated Press Top 25 college football poll after scoring the biggest upsets of the opening weekend of the season. Number 4 Florida State also climbed into the top 5 with a resounding victory over LSU, which dropped from 5th to number 14. Georgia remained number 1 and Michigan held steady at number 2. Number 3 Alabama moved up a spot and Florida State climbed 4 places and received 3 first place votes. Ohio State dropped 2 places to round out the top 5. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And the coach of Spain's World Cup winning soccer team has been fired. Jorge Vilda's ouster follows the suspension of the country's soccer federation president for kissing a player during the World Cup victory celebration. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.